Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Final hour of the week, and we're going to start it with the biggest story, not of the week, of the year, something we've discussed repeatedly for all the obvious reasons. We've talked about it with the great guests. We've gave opinions. We've allowed you to be a part of the conversation. So another great guest right now, our friend Rochelle Olson, who was off for a couple weeks but is regular on with us every Friday. Rochelle, Star Tribune. She's been there a number of years. She's covered so many topics, including our state legislature. Often we talk to her about jeers and cheers. We'll get to some of that, but we have to talk broadly and specifically about what took place 6 days ago with the murder of Mark and Melissa Hortman, the attempted murder of three individuals, John, Yvette, and Hope Hoffman. We know. Also stopping at Ann Ress and Representative Bonner in Maple Grove, and dozens on the list, this disgusting, vicious individual. Rochelle, I certainly wish, like everybody listening right now, wishes we were talking about a different topic. But this is something you know well from covering the legislature so close. I want you to share with me your coverage of Melissa Hortman and John Hoffman from the professional side and the little bit you were able to interact on the personal side.
Well, yeah, I guess I should just start off by saying I was out of the country when this happened on vacation, and so I've only been back about 48 hours, and it's still jarring to hear what you just said, that this actually happened. So I know it sounds crazy, but that's how it is. And it's just, it's hard to, I guess what I'm saying is it's still hard to believe that any of it happened.
Yep. I get it.
And, Melissa Hortman was just a rock. I mean, she was everything you've heard Governor Walz talk about. You've heard people talk about her. I think she was in our office the day before I left for vacation, and we were peppering, you know, in our basement office, and there's a few reporters in there. And sometimes the leaders will walk through and, you know, walk through the long basement hallway and take all sorts of questions, because we've always got a million questions, especially at the end of the session, about what's happening and what's going to whatever. And What are you gonna push for? What are you gonna concede on? You know, and it's sort of the game, the dance, or whatever. They tell us what they want to tell us. That last time I saw her, when she was in there with her staff member Ted Modrich, and just taking questions from all of us, and she always answered questions. I mean, she always had the answers. She knew what she wanted to say, and I remember thinking, I don't know if I voiced it to colleagues, but just, God, she's so good. She just, like, I think we were talking about immigrant health care and we were talking about unemployment insurance for school bus drivers, whether they could get that in the summertime. And she just knew the numbers off the top of her head. Like, well, the account has this many millions in it, and in 2 years it's going to have this many millions. And she just could talk. She was never at a loss. It was never, well, I'll get back to you. She knew what she was doing. She knew the answers.
Both of us know this, right? There are a lot of people in your role and my role who are in very important positions, and for our assignments, and they're very different, we want to ask them questions. We want them to be available. And we also both know this more and more, that now compared to 10, 20 years ago, many politicians have decided they're going to bypass certain places because of certain questions. They're going to go somewhere where it's home team coverage, and they're going to pass on it. And I get sometimes the audience kind of shakes their head about it. People should want these individuals to make themselves available and the conduit we play to providing information. And all the times that she was in the position she has been in, maybe it wasn't that day, but more often than not, it was that day, and she made herself available. And I say this a lot in what I have. Sometimes I have 15 minutes. Sometimes I have two segments, one segment. Some people who are subjects of interviews allow you to ask them tough questions, allow you to jump in, and they respond directly. Others just dismiss it, don't answer questions. And in all those ways, and again, didn't mean I agree with Melissa all the time, doesn't mean everybody listening had to agree with her, but she was in the arena and she knew the responsibilities associated with the arena.
Oh, she sure did. And frankly, I think it's sort of a shame in a way that people don't. You see congressional hearings, you see what's happening more with our congressional delegation, but it's sort of a shame. A lot of our legislators and all our current legislative leaders from both parties are quite accessible. I mean, they walk through the press room. Republicans do it more than Democrats. Right,
I agree.
Now.
Yeah. Lisa Daymuth was great during everything that was going on early. Always available.
Absolutely. And they're not nasty to us. They don't treat us like the enemy. You can ask them hard questions 1 minute and then pivot to, you know, what are you doing this weekend? Are you going out on your big pontoon? You know, I mean, you know about their personal lives. And I mean, in one of my conversations with Hortman before the previous session, before the 2024 session, a colleague and I were in her office and we had probably close to an hour with her. The minute the interview wraps up, she's showing me pictures of, here's what I did between sessions. Here's my new kitchen island. She literally was showing us her kitchen island and a picture of her dog. And it just immediately segues into that they're human beings who are struggling to get to the Capitol in snowstorms the same as everyone else. It's just a very different than Congress. And while we're not, I wouldn't say friends with them, we don't socialize with them, but we know, you know, we generally know about their children, and we know they're good people. And I don't know if that comes across all the time, but they're very accessible and humane and wonderful people. And it's just a tremendous loss for our state.
Let's talk John Hoffman too, because speaking of children, it's been repeated to me by top people all week, even starting when I was talking to folks the past weekend. The reason why, and I knew this and I'd forgotten it, but the reason why John decided to get involved in legislature is he and his wife Yvette have a daughter, Hope, who has significant health challenges. And she was not covered by insurance the way they felt like she should. As a father of a son with health issues, I either know that feeling directly or I know hundreds and hundreds of others who battle that every single day. And then we talked, like Jim Abler came on Monday and he was emotional. Here's a Republican. Here is someone who philosophically, just politically, has some different views. And he was tremendous talking about just the person John Hoffman is and working with people, and even in the toughest times, a laugh, a bit of kindness. Because I even opened the show today, Rochelle, saying, man, I don't know why people get into it anymore. I'm glad they do. I hope more do. But considering everything that takes place, and by the way, it doesn't mean everybody's perfect over there. There's plenty flawed. There's plenty of people I disagree with. But there's so much angst and hate and venom directed at people. And here you have a person who gets in because of his daughter, and then his daughter right in the middle of it as she's watching her father and mother get shot.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up. But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Yeah, and absolutely. I mean, Senator Hoffman... I mean, if you talk to Senator Hoffman, I'm sure you've had him on. I'm sure you know
yes.
him. But
yep.
as a reporter, you talk to Senator Hoffman, and invariably he centers his daughter and his wife in every conversation. I mean, you hear about his wife used to work in radio. You clearly they worship, adore their daughter, and would do anything for her. And clearly, you know, he has. He went into politics and. Hoffman is known as a guy who he has friendships on both sides of the aisle. I mean, a lot of people do, frankly, but Hoffman really prided himself on, I think, his close relationship with Senator Abler and their spouses being friends and their families being friends. And so these are very, you know, people living rich lives outside the Capitol. But yeah, I mean, I think you saw in the past 24 hours, another statement from the Hoffman
yes.
family about reconsidering whether the price is too high for being in public office. And it's frightening that we are living in a time where really good people might stay away from politics
yep.
because those are exactly the kind of people we need, people who see the humanity in everyone else and in everyone.
Let's pause with Rochelle. We'll come back with her, including I want to talk about Governor Walz, how he handled it, and every bit is important, what she thinks of Governor Walz moving forward. Rochelle Olson, cheers and jeers. She's great. with the Star Tribune. She has been for years and with us on Fridays. We'll get back to Rochelle in a second. I want to talk Aquarius, and I want to talk about what maybe you should do this weekend. It's going to be absurdly hot. Now, I'm going to get out in it. I'm going to battle it. I'm going to deal with it. But I know I'm going to one place where I'm outside for a while, and I'm going to fill up a giant mug I have with Aquarius water from that brilliant Kinetico drinking water system. Quality water matters so much. Drinking a lot of water, I mean, every day we're told to drink water. Sometimes it's crazy how much water they tell us to drink. Look, you might be in an area where the quality water is really good. You might be in an area where the water just isn't that good. Do you really know? I know that I'm in a great spot because since the first place I purchased in the 90s, and Aquarius started in 1987, family-owned place, I right away reached out to Aquarius and had a Kinetico drinking water system put in. And it's a part of my life every day. So is the water softener. Then you go to the utility area, pretty much everything in there. Aquarius helps you out in that way, earning the right to be recommended. Man, I recommend them. And that's after 30-some years. Check them out today. Maybe stop by. Maybe reach out to them online this weekend. AquariusHomeServices.com. Right back with Rochelle Olson from the Star Tribune. Cheers and jeers. It pops up later Thursday afternoon, Star Tribune. We react to that and other issues. You praise Governor Walz, along with many others, and his immediacy and how he reacted, how his staff reacted in the days after. And I concur with all that. But on the tone, okay, I'm still a little skeptical because I get it in politics and I get it with Donald Trump. And it's certainly I've never been timid or shy in criticizing Donald Trump, including when he on a regular basis goes to the bottom of the barrel. But Governor Walz, when, you know, since the weird comment, which set him up to be the vice presidential nominee for Kamala Harris, more often when he's away from Minnesota, is much more vocal, much more willing to be highly critical than he is here. And bully the bullies, bully the blank out of them. Gestapo-like tactics, excited about Tesla stock going down. And I also get when you have the challenge of Trump, and if you just rise above it all the time, do you get overwhelmed? But I'm going to be curious when this happened in the state where he's governor, when we're all having a conversation about that doesn't mean opinions should end, but is there a better way to handle it? How his approach, if at all, changes when we know it's just a matter of, well, until this incident, we knew it was a matter of weeks till he was going to announce he's running for governor. And we assume part of the reason why he's so vociferous and so vocal is that he's trying to garner some steam to run for the presidency. What do you think about his approach now going forward, especially after we get by the first couple weeks of this horrendous, horrifying tragedy?
Well, that is an open question. But, I mean, I also think, I mean, come on. You're talking about, you mentioned it, the guy set himself up for a vice presidential run by using the word weird.
Yeah.
Which
it's worked.
Isn't exactly. Well, yeah, but come on, that's not exactly weird. Isn't exactly wild. It's not the kind of term that's going to get a kindergartner in trouble.
No, but the Gestapo comments, the excitement about the Tesla stock. I mean, that's putting himself in a position, especially the Gestapo comments, to say, are you really differentiating yourself from someone who never even tries to set any tone at all? Trump doesn't even try. He loves that he's never checked.
Well, sure. And I mean, I think, but again, these are three comments, the Gestapo thing, you know, not great, right? But, and the Tesla thing, okay. But I mean, at the time, Musk was running roughshod over the federal government.
Yep.
I mean, these aren't exactly it's not exactly sinking to their level here. And there are, yeah, I mean, I think, is there perhaps a better way to call to mind the policies of the Trump administration? Perhaps. And I think that's sort of the challenge that the whole party is facing nationally, is how do you keep up with this when, you know, Trump in the middle of the night tweets or whatever, something so outrageous that it would get a kid in trouble. I mean, I think that's the challenge. But I mean, I'm exploring that myself for a story for next week. And the good news is there are some voices in the legislature who very much want to go down a more civil path, and hoping that somehow we can find it. I mean, I don't know. It seems like a big ask, but it's a huge challenge. I mean, how many times can I say that, right? It is. But I also don't think that Tim Walz's instinct is to be a mean or a nasty guy. I think he would have, I mean, he's a thoughtful person. Is he the greatest public speaker? No, not always. Does he sometimes choose incorrect words? Yeah, of course. But I have to believe he's going to try. I mean, and it cannot be overstated this past week. I mean, he's very close to Melissa Hortman.
Yes.
And I think this is, I said this in writing last week, but I mean, this event is going to change all of us in ways that we can't even fathom. It's going to be a lot for a lot of us for a long time, the whole state. And how we get out of it, I mean, I think, will Walz rise to the occasion? Man, I sure hope so, and I hope he's not alone.
Well,
congressional delegation joins him. I mean, their tweets, some of the tweets I see coming out of there are as bad as anything Trump. Well, a lot of them are retweeting and supporting Trump.
I'll just finish with this and let you finish too. What I have found amusing is for those who support Donald Trump passionately, and they're certainly allowed to do it, who will only emphasize some of the comments Walz has said, and very, very conveniently forget the hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of slurs and insults that Donald Trump offers up on a regular basis. If you want to actually show some courage and be willing to praise or call out both sides, I'm with you. But if your only note, especially after this, is to act oblivious to Trump and call out Walz, then you're just an ideologue, and that's fine, that's who you are, but your balanced credibility just isn't there.
Yeah, well, won't that be interesting if any of our Republicans in Congress actually call Trump to task for his language or his actions? We haven't seen it yet.
No. So. And from his side, you know it's not going to happen. You know?
Yeah.
They're afraid of him. They're afraid of the power he has and what that will do to their future. And, I mean, Mike Lee with his grotesque, vile joke nightmare on Wall Street. Go back and look at where Mike Lee was on Donald Trump in 15 and 16. He decried him. He criticized him. This is not who we are as Republicans. And now he's just a puppet because they've decided that – that's how they last, and there's some proof. If you don't, you're in trouble, and that's a sad statement.
The question is, at what cost here? Do you want to last in Congress, or do you want a legacy of humanity and civility and standing up for what's right?
So I couldn't agree more.
That's the existential question here. So
I agree with you. Glad you're back. Hope you had a fabulous time. Next week, hopefully, it's a little lighter topic. But, again, our world is so unpredictable. I'm not predicting the future. So glad we chatted again.
Yes.
Rochelle Olson from the Star Tribune right here on CCO.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Thielen meets of peers, kind enough to bring you the forecast. You know the story. It's going to be moist. It's a moist weekend. 83 right now, feels like 87. The actual temperature will be 86. Tomorrow, 97. Sunday, 94. Please tell me I am correct on this one. You'd rather have this. Then, okay, these will be the two hottest days when you add the humidity. We can pop the music down, too. When you add the humidity, feels like, I don't know, we're resting on the sun, whatever it's going to feel like. Tubbsy, I will take this 1,000 out of 1,000 times over 20 below. Because that's about the comparable. We get a feels like of about 105, maybe once a year, right?
Yes.
We might have 90s, but not with this type of humidity. So we get about 20 below in the metro area maybe once or twice a year. Fair?
Fair, yes.
So your choice is 20 below or 97 every single time. Give me, feels like 105.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
100%. I don't care if I feel soupy during the day. I will take it.
Yeah.
And I feel like
it's not painful.
I mean, you spent time in Arizona, came back up here. My wife told me, like, we did it wrong. We went to Houston and then came back up to Minnesota. And I'm like, you don't have to shovel heat. That's the key. But yeah, I don't care how soupy or moist it is. You can give me this every day.
Moist or horrible cold? Text me 651-461-9226. Let me add one more thing. On the Rochelle conversation, I didn't see this until recently, but Alpha News, and Alpha News has broke plenty of stories on this, on the tragedy, plenty of stories. They are reporting in the last couple hours that the murderer blamed Governor Walz for the shooting rampage in a confession letter, and the letter was intended for Kash Patel, the director of the FBI. This is Liz Collin, who runs Alpha News. Damn good reporter herself. Certainly has contacts on her own and certainly has contacts with her husband, the former head of the union, Bob Kroll. So they were right in a lot of reporting. I don't believe other outlets have reported this, or maybe they have. Maybe I've missed that. But again, from Alpha News, that Belter blamed Governor Walz for the shooting rampage. Plenty more people reporting on that. A number of other items coming up, including your texts. Tell me I'm right. You'd rather have moist than just awful, awful, awful cold. Come on. You're with me. 651-461-9226. We'll pause. Hit the little music. Or can we just go? Do we have to hit the little music? I don't even know if we do.
Oh, you mean this?
Yeah. Again, that guy, his new fun thing to do, Tubbsy, did you hear it?
No.
He likes to sit outside by himself on his very expensive patio. It's about 4,500 square feet. And he looks at planes and he guesses where they're going. I'm not making it up. How soon does he need medical attention?
I would say probably yesterday.
I might say 10 years ago.
There's something, I mean, if you're doing that for, right now I don't feel so bad about what I do recreationally. At least I'm not out there watching planes.
Yeah, that's what he's doing. That's the person you tune into at 9 o'clock along with, you know, Jordana Stability. You never know when he's just going to shout out, Keokuk! You know? Kansas City! He might just shout locations just now, like, as he's staring at the plane.
It sounds like a geographical version of Tourette's.
God.
It's like, Davenport.
Sorry, Jason, I disagree. Who's Jason?
Jason.
Oh, my God. You're done already? Some blizzard. Just in 20 below, snow is usually not possible. It has to be much warmer. Horrible cold. Ice fishing, yes. Oh, of course, because you're in your fancy ice fishing house. Where it's 75, you got DirecTV, you got my guy David Fema probably bringing you food from Maison Margot. That's not outside. That is not functioning.
No, ice fishing is sitting out with your folding chair. It's just you and the wind and a hole in the ice.
Yeah.
That's it.
If you find a word to replace moist, I'll vote for the extreme heat. Yeah, moist. We can do this again, too. We've done it before. Other words that drive people nuts. I have a very good friend, and if I say moist, she goes running from the room. I think moist is an excellent word.
Nothing's wrong with the word moist. My wife hates it, too. I'm like, okay, if we're going to have a cake, do you want it dry? No.
No.
What's the alternative?
Yeah, moist. And by the way, most cakes are too dry, so without their frosting, they're dead to us. The cake is overrated. Are you with me? Because not enough cakes are moist.
Yes, if it's a dry cake. Yeah, dry cakes, no, thank you.
Cold, we can always put on more layers. There's only so much we can take off in the heat and humidity. No, you can't put enough layers on when it's 20 below.
No, and you get on, to me, it's like you get uncomfortable because you're putting on too many layers, and then you start to sweat. There's nothing worse than sweating when you've got like 9 layers on. How do you get cool from that?
The cake is damp. Someone says, get out of here.
Damp.
Get out of here.
What are you doing? Going to run it under a faucet?
With 90 degrees and 70% humidity, I can walk outside the nude and I'm still going to be uncomfortable. At 20 below, I can dress to stay warm enough. No, you can't. You're not going to. Okay. In theory, you can. You can put on 5 parkas, 7 face masks, but you don't really do it where tomorrow, at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, if you're driving around, you're going to see people outside.
Yes.
You will.
Always. Always.
Moist and ointment should be wiped out from the English language. You're doing cold wrong. Oh, stop. No. I know what's painful. And 20
yes.
below is painful.
That's painful.
Okay. Let's get to this one. Grandma's Marathon. This weekend, I assume our guy Hauser is running there to then run in the marathon. This is in honor of Rochelle, because she believes the word iconic is used too much, and she's right. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me an iconic Minnesota event that you wish you would have participated in or you want to watch. Let's break here. So we'll break. For me, it's never going to be Grandma's Marathon, because I probably am not stubborn enough, committed enough to run that far. And then I don't get a lot of the watching people running. I get it if it's a family member. I get the support. But just watching like Tubbsy run around the room here, just don't do a lot.
Running's loose. I look like a penguin being chased by a polar bear.
If you want to do it, you do you. I'm not going to drive down there. Now, if you're on the page or playing the tuba, if there's entertainment, I get it. But just you go, girl. Trust me, the way I'm playing right now, I could use you in the golf course. But you know what? I don't want you there. I don't want you there. Tell me another Minnesota iconic event that you would like to watch or participate in. Stop using the word Uber. For God's sake, say super. Tell me an Uber Minnesota event that you want to have Uber participation in or Uber watching in on your Uber station, WCC. Cook is in for DeRussia, so Dan is here. I want plenty of text on this over the next 6 minutes. With Grandma's Marathon taking place this weekend, tell me a famous Minnesota event that you wish you would have participated in or observed. Now, somebody's talking about seeing Prince live. I guess it kind of counts. I'm more often than not, I'm talking about something that's every year and has been around for a long, long time. I think they'd be like seeing a twin. No, somebody says participating in the Vikings winning the Super Bowl. I mean, I know people are stretching things, but
that's adorable.
I get it.
You mentioned Prince. What about the one-off time, you know, on the announcement of his death and the block party down by First Avenue?
Yeah.
I remember actually walking by that night. I didn't stop because, you know, people.
Yeah.
But that was that'd be something that, you know, in hindsight would have been really cool to be part of.
Yeah, for sure. No. A sexual rendezvous with my blonde neighbor does not count. But good luck. A Diddy St. Paul freak-off.
Nope.
See, we're getting closer to your show,
nope.
So look what comes in.
Nope.
Pub hopping on St. Patrick's Day in St. Paul. See, that counts. I think that's
sure.
More
yeah.
In the wheels. I'm amused by these other ones. Okay, Aquatennial. Now, I can say I've participated in the Aquatennial because fairly early here,
yes,
I was asked to be the WCCO representative when in our vehicle. And I said, Carter, you have to come with. So we started, and I'm sorry, I'm not going to identify the sponsor, but the car was breaking apart. Of course, the other station, I don't know, we probably weren't country then, but the other station at the time probably had a Lamborghini or
something. Limo. Right? Big deal, yeah.
So we tried to position ourselves on the roof of the vehicle. And the car was about to break
yeah,
down.
Yeah, you guys were denting it.
So then we went to the back seat. We're leaning out. And this obnoxious, annoying Channel 4 TV shock jock started screaming at us.
Yeah, he did.
Because we weren't walking along. Of course, that was DeRussia.
Yes. Yeah. Little did he know at the time.
So exactly. Now he's full-fledged shock jock. So Aquatennial, I've been a little part of it. How about, what's our winter thing?
Holly Dazzle.
Holly Dazzle.
I've been a part of that.
You were literally a part of it. I've just witnessed it, but tell people that you were part of it.
So this was also early in my run at CCO before I knew better. But yeah, there was WCCO night for the Holly Dazzle. So all the employees were invited to go along. And nephew number one was maybe 5 or 6 years old at the time. So I thought, oh, he'd have a great time.
Sure.
So my brother and I and nephew number one all were part of it and dressed up in goofy looking clown outfits. And yeah.
Some of these outfits he was, still wear at home, too.
Nephew number one was over it about 5 minutes into the parade, and that's a little bit longer than 5 minutes.
Nephew doesn't like Star Wars either, so it's good enough.
He loves it. Loves it.
Eel Pout Festival. Not exactly three guys who do a lot of fishing, but I'm kind of a FOMO guy. I like to go to
events.
You're
an experienced person.
I am a 100% experienced person. I might be past my wheelhouse. Probably not. It's just a giant party on ice. Like, I know for you know, you'd rather every Star Wars be Olympic.
That's his wheelhouse. That's Cook's wheelhouse right there.
Yeah, Star Wars marathon would be vastly preferable.
On ice?
Tubbsy, do you have something that's a Minnesota fixture that you want? How about, like, it's also Aquitania, but like the fireworks? Like going to the fireworks on the river.
Did that as a kid.
Yeah, I would say probably... Holodazzle.
Holodazzle
would be at one time, but it sounds like not exactly the best history of participating.
How about all the turkey runs on Thanksgiving morning?
Yeah, pretty much anything with a run in it, I'm out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I could see that.
Not a runner. No.
So what's the one you want to participate in?
I mean, if we're talking like regular stuff, I mean, regular events, like I mentioned the Prince night, but it was a singular night.
Yeah, that's a regular.
Regular thing. I don't know. I'm glad I did the Holly Dazzle thing just so I could say I did it.
Yeah.
You know, it's one
you're
of those
done.
Things.
You've crossed
it. I'm kind of done. Yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
that's crossed
kinda,
it off. This guy went camping the other day.
I did.
And now thinks he's Yule Givens. That's for Carter, if you're listening. And now he thinks he's done participating outside.
Pretty much.
I mean,
do it once and that's like,
no, I'm going camping again in September. Camping's fun.
How about going to the lake? I mean,
I visited the river while we were camping. That's a body of water.
I have a pond in my backyard.
How much time do we have left, by the way?
20 seconds.
You and I have known each other for what? Over a decade at this point?
Yeah.
I'm not sure our relationship has ever suffered as low a moment as you savaging Star Wars on this venerable radio station.
Yeah.
I can't believe you would destroy 100 years worth of credibility in five minutes like that. It's just grotesque. You should be ashamed of yourself, sir.
Overrated piece of entertainment
that
the country has ever provided in its 250-year history.
Terrible human being. What's the matter with
Dan
you?
Dan believes
Why
in me.
Why do you joy?
He believes it. He'll be next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.